Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle in this morning. Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County is our focus this morning. Jason, good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
Good morning. Yeah, great to see you. Thank you for having me this morning. We're excited to be here.
When you just mentioned to me, just literally before we went on the air, that June is National Home Ownership Month, which is exciting, and we set this up, and I did not realize that home ownership, that's what you're all about, and that's what the Habitat for Caroline is providing more and more people every year.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, home ownership, I've said it many times, I believe it's one of the keys to making a more equitable and just society. Builds wealth for families, which when we have money, when we have assets, it creates opportunities. So I'm really excited to be promoting homeownership, especially in the month of June coming up, because it really, really has so much impact on our society. I just can't stress it enough.
The homes that you're building right now are moving right along, and I would think maybe in the next few months you'll have people will be in them.
We're at the crunch time now. We're getting ready to dry our last home in, and then at that point it's really all interior and everything, and so we're coming along. We are hoping in the next few months to get it done. We did get a 3-month extension on our USDA grant due to COVID and all these other things. We're hoping it doesn't take the full 3 months, but we are going to be finishing these five and starting another set quickly thereafter.
We keep hearing about how tough it is to get materials, or how expensive materials are right now in the building industry. I would guess that also is affecting you guys.
It most definitely is. It is really, it's frustrating for somebody who has a passion as I do to see lower income families buy affordable homes. You know, to give you an idea, when we first got in this grant 2 years ago, I could take somebody making 20 grand a year and get them approved for enough money to build them a home. And now we're talking almost 30 grand because of the lumber prices, and then also land, believe it or not, that is becoming a huge issue in Caroline. I mean, land has always been at a premium in our region, but recently, prices just seem to be going up in the lumber and the land. I mean, it is really, really scary. It's frustrating, you know, when you have to, you know, tell people, hey, we got to wait for the pandemic to be over to help certain incomes.
Sure. Yeah. And now this is happening. And I'm not sure if you were the one who did it. I saw somebody posted something on Facebook this week showing what, say, a year ago with like $10,000, what building supplies, and it was, you know, just a load of stuff, and this year considerably less. And I did think of you when I saw that.
Yeah, I think it was me that shared that. It is crazy. The amount of, you know, sheeting, for example, is three times what it used to be. You know, you used to be able to get a piece of sheeting for $30-some. It was pushing 90 bucks. I don't know what it is today, but it was pushing 90 bucks a couple weeks ago. And you know, trusses, we buy those pre-manufactured.
Yeah.
They've went up like $1,800 for our homes. And it's crazy. And then just so much other stuff, just they haven't replenished stock yet. So some stuff, the prices haven't went up. You just can't get it because of the shortages across the board. It's a crazy time to be building homes, that's for sure.
Well, I know when we did some remodeling last year, it was hard to get a refrigerator. And we waited months and months for that. And I guess that's some of the things, too, that as you talk about having to wait for things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're fortunate. We did kind of see this. You know, Mac's been here before.
Yeah.
And so we did investing in a warehouse. So we've been trying to, you know, some of those really hard to get items, like, believe it or not, deck hardware. We get it and we store it so that we can then have it when we need it. So we're trying to do the best we can to adapt to the times. But it spotlights even more the need, you know, for good sustainable programs to address the affordable housing need crisis. You know, and our program, the self-help, and what you're going to hear a little bit later with Jeannie from the USDA, these are programs that really address the shortages we have for affordable housing, not just in our region, but across the state, because the USDA is nationwide. And so it really is, it's crazy times, but hopefully we're coming out of it. I believe we are. But we'll see. We'll see what the next few months, the next 12 months, I'm anticipating are going to be kind of a little tougher than normal.
Yeah, yeah, and especially for you, like you say, with what you're doing, it's got to be tough to, when you've been able to provide low income people with housing, and now just $10,000 is a big. That's a big deal.
It prices so many people out. You know, our key demographic for people that follow your show and follow the community, the United Way does a great thing identifying. They call her Alice, and mm-hmm. it's a male or female. It's an acronym, asset limit constrained employed. But it's folks who have steady income, but they don't have enough to go into the bank and get an affordable loan, and they make too much to say, like, go get help with, you know, rental assistance or something like that. So that's so often the group that we can help. And in our region, because we're a very high income region, that's people making up to like $70,000+. So it's a broad range, anywhere from, you know, like $20,000 to $70,000. And it is frustrating when you used to be able to, like I said, help people that make $20,000, and now you're pushing mm-hmm. 30. You know, it is a frustrating thing for somebody who's dedicated the last 10 years of making, you know, these opportunities available. But we are hoping that it is coming out. We're also looking at some other things. You know, the state has some programs in place that we're going to try to pair with our self-help to hopefully get some of these costs down. So we're trying to think outside the box and find some creative ways to still meet the needs and make sure things are affordable.
I didn't talk to you about this bit ahead of time, so I hope it actually happened. But wasn't this the week that you spoke at some big Habitat conference?
We did speak this week, yes, about self-help housing and programs the USDA has. It was an online thing mm-hmm. Through the National Association through Habitat, and it was interesting. You know, there's so much good that the USDA does, so I love it when I get a chance to tell my peers about it, and really hoping that not only in the state of Virginia but across the country, more people that are able to access these programs are able to, because they can really make a huge difference for a community.
No, I thought that when I saw you that you were going to do that, I thought, well, there's Jason speaking to all of, you know, this big Habitat conference. He's talked about this on this show for years. So,
yeah, it's pretty cool. It's definitely, yeah, me and Jill Lorden with NCAL, we shared about the self-help program and the method. And we had a lot of people from Habitats across the nation that I think are interested. Like I shared with them, we are a self-help organization. We have been since 76. So it's a natural mm-hmm. fit. And I really think that we have the opportunity to be leaders in the self-help housing world. So I'm excited. There's only two Habitats in the nation that are participating, so I'd love to see more of us involved.
And Habitat of Caroline is one of them. It's I say it all the time, it's been exciting to have a front row seat to see what Habitat of Caroline is doing and continues to do.
Well, we appreciate you covering it and putting a spotlight on it.
HabitatofCaroline.org, the website, will tell you how you can get involved with volunteering and all of that as we go along this morning. When we come back, Jeannie Barbaro will join us again. She's with USDA Rural Development, and she'll get us up to date on what's going on with them as we continue along with Jason Tickle with Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Chupin.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, our focus this morning. Jason Tickle here, and we are joined on the phone this morning by Jeannie Barbaro with the USDA Rural Development. She is the Single Family Housing Director for Virginia. Jeannie, great to have you on the program this morning.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
And it's sunny there right now. I'm jealous.
It is sunny and beautiful, not a cloud in the sky, so I'll bring sunshine to you.
That's what you live right in Southwest Virginia. I'll say that.
Hey, that's right.
Jeannie, bring us up to date a little bit for those who aren't aware. I mean, the USDA Rural Development Program, the Habitat of Caroline has benefited from it, as we continually to talk about. But you work with a lot of localities across the state.
Yes, we do. We cover the entire state of Virginia, and we are out here for everybody. If you're looking for a home, wanting to experience that home ownership dream, we're the ones to come to. You know, if your income is low or very low, you know, come see us and talk to us, and let's see what you can qualify for. We have a subsidy that basically reduces your mortgage payment each month so that it's affordable. Our interest rate right now is 2.5%. It's for 33 years, and there is no down payment required. So if you're thinking there's a no in your life, come see us, because I believe we can bring the yes to you. You can call me at 804-287-1616.
804, or is that, did you say that's 804-287-1616?
That is correct.
Boy, and Jason, that's it's that program that you've been able to latch on to that really gives a lot of people hope, and a lot of people who never thought that they would ever qualify.
Absolutely. The USDA, regardless if you're in Caroline service area or not, in state, you know, across the state, there is access to the USDA 502 direct loan. And I've been a commercial lender and in the nonprofit side, and I can tell you there is no better loan in rural America, available. And so I can't say enough. If, you know, like Jeannie says, they look for a way to find yes, not a no. And it's a fantastic loan program.
Jeannie, it really is the kind of program. When I first met you a couple of years ago, and Jason had always talked about this program, and when Habitat of Caroline got involved, and I met you, and I know you just, any chance you get, you want to talk about it.
Absolutely. I eat, sleep, and drink the Rural Development Program. I've been with the agency 41 years. I can tell you I believe in this program. And I know sometimes people think it's too real or it's too good to be real. I promise you we are what we say we are. And we're looking to put you in a home and become a successful homeowner. And what better way to start Homeownership Month, which is June, than to be on this program today to get the word out.
And again, I'm sure you run into just so many people who just feel like there was never any hope based on either their current job or education or financial status where they're at. And I've seen it over and over again in Caroline County being used of just what, you know, what you all are able to do.
We do. We get a lot of people that come in that is ready for the program, and we move full speed ahead. And then we have some of those that maybe have some blemishes on their credit that we talk about how you can fix them. And, you know, you do not have to be on your job for 2 years. Just have stable and dependable income for 2 years. So, you know, if you've changed jobs in the last year, especially during COVID, and you had to switch your career, you know, as long as you had stable and dependable income, we'll still be able to work with you. So, yeah, we have a lot of people we work with. Sometimes we counsel them, and we don't shut the window all the way. We give them the light and tell them what they need to do and come back in a few months and let's get this taken care of.
And Jason, you've talked a lot about through this program that some of the natural, with some of the more traditional lending options, certain things just kick you totally out of any hope. Not the USDA program.
Yeah, what I really love about it is they look at the whole picture. You know, credit is obviously looked at, but they dive in deeper. They'll look and say, hey, what was going on? You know, what's your situation? And, you know, certain things they can say, okay, we understand that. And so even if you had maybe a blemish or something, you know, as long as it's explainable and it's not the normal, you know, they work with you. That's what I love about it. And then also, too, you know, other things you don't have to worry about is, like she had mentioned, no money down. Also, no primary mortgage insurance, which I finally just got rid of mine. And that saves me $50 a month. You know, so when you get a loan that doesn't have that, $50 a month is a big deal. You know, when you're talking about getting the loan, that really can qualify you for more when you don't have to pay that type of thing.
It's like a pay raise. You get something like that.
It is, absolutely.
Boy, and Jeannie, I'm sure when in your case, especially all the years that you've as you crisscross the state and try to get the word out on this program, to have something like Habitat for Caroline and Jason involved just helps broaden the whole, just helps broaden the scope of who you're able to contact and talk to about this.
Absolutely. Without Jason and Habitat, you know, we would be lost. Without our partners, that's how we get the word across. And Jason is real. He has real homeowners that have gone through the program. So what better way to, you know, explain our program, get the word out, than an experienced homeowner that's gone through the process and knows that we are what we say we are. And with Jason, he is the best promoter that we've ever had. He is great with this program. So if you're in that area, I would highly recommend reaching out to Jason Tickle to talk about this program, and he can tell you all about it. He's well-versed in the program and can get you where you need to be.
First time he told me about it, I kept thinking, he kept talking about this USDA rural development, and I kept thinking, it can't be USDA. You've got the wrong acronym here, Jason. You know, can you be? But it really is. It really is true. What you do, and it really is one of the best kept secrets around.
It really is. It really is.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's such a good thing, and it's anytime we get a chance to promote it, more people need to know about it. That's for sure.
As far as just some of the basics that a person has to have, can you run through some of that, Jeannie? Is that something that, you know, I'm sure that there are certain things that you do have to be able to have to start to qualify.
There are a few things that we do look at, but it's not a make or break deal. You know, if your credit score is 640 or higher, probably going to be a streamline. We're not even going to be concerned about unpaid collections or judgments unless it's a federal lien. Obviously, we get kind of excited if you haven't paid your federal debts. But, you know, if that credit score is 640 or higher, we're rolling with it. If it's less than that, like Jason said, we're going to talk about it. Maybe it was a medical collection that you've been paying on. Well, that's okay. That was beyond your control. You know, there are things that happen in our lives every day that's uncontrollable, but you're trying to fix it. We'll work with that. You know, your income does need to be below the low income threshold for your area. Again, you can reach out to Jason or I to find out what that is, but it's like less than 80% of the adjusted median income. So, you know, your income needs to be right there, but we can deduct. We have medical deductions, children deductions, child care deductions. So, you know, if you're thinking your income's borderline, certainly come see us and we'll work with you on that and get that figured out. Like I mentioned before, stable and dependable income for 2 years, not necessarily the same job or the same line of work. So there are a few little things we look at, but again, it's not a make or break deal. Everybody's situation is different.
Boy, Jeannie, you think about just in these COVID times, as so many people are struggling, this really does provide a lot of people with hope.
It sure does. And keep in mind, you know, I said my interest rate's 2.5, but based on your income, your interest rate could be 1%. Who can get a house at a 1% interest rate?
I just was thinking that same thing.
The government will subsidize that.
Yeah, no. When you said that 1%, that's, you know, the more you talk, Jeannie, the better it sounds.
Yes, sir, it does.
Again, if someone wants to get in touch with you, 804-287-1616. If you
that
want
is
to
correct.
Get
yep.
directly in touch with you, and boy, what a difference that call can make. And I would think that that's what's kept you there so long. This is the type of thing, that's the stories you must have to tell, and the families and the people statewide that you've impacted.
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, when I go to sleep at night, I feel like I have made a difference in somebody's life. So, and that's what it's all about, is making a difference in people's lives. And you know, even during the darkest times during COVID, we were open. You know, everyone was working at home, but the office was still moving forward. In fact, we made more loans during that year than we have in about 5 years. So we are definitely out there reaching out to anybody. So, you know, we are still teleworking, but the phone numbers are working, the faxes are working, and the mail is working. So we accept applications. Don't have to have wet signatures. You can mail them. You can drop them off. You can fax them, and you can email them to us.
You were telling me before we went on the air about USDA Rural Development and the American Recovery Plan.
Exactly. Yes, sir. We do have part of the American Recovery Plan. If you are an existing rural development borrower and you've been affected by COVID, there is a good chance that we can refinance your loan to a lower interest rate. You may have an interest rate now a little higher. We can refinance it to our 2.5, you know, if you've been affected by COVID. So that's a great program, too. I think we have about 500 homeowners across the state of Virginia that will be qualified for that program. So, you know, if you're an existing rural development homeowner, be looking out for that letter.
804-287-1616. If you want to talk to Jeannie Barbaro with USDA Rural Development, she is the single family housing coordinator for Virginia. We cover everything you need to cover here this morning, Jeannie?
I think we did. Jason may want to talk a little bit about his program, how, you know, even if you think you can't qualify, and Jason has all kinds of tools in his toolbox, the self-help program, which is a great program for those that really think they can't make it. And I'd like for Jason maybe to elaborate just a little bit on what he has to offer right there in Caroline County.
Absolutely. Yeah, the 502 like is a great loan, and we use that for our self-help program. But with the self-help, we can even help. In our region in particular, housing prices are really crazy. And so the self-help method, because of the sweat equity the families do, we can help even lower income families buy a home. Then, you know, one thing, they might get approved for a loan, but it's another thing to get approved for enough to actually buy a home. And so the self-help allows us to you know, cut those costs down on the home. So people who couldn't get enough of a loan to, you know, to buy a modern home that doesn't need tons of work, they can go through our program, buy a new home, move in day one, typically with 20 to 30% equity because of that method. So partnering, you know, with the USDA, you know, really, really, like I shared, you know, before COVID, we could put people in at about 20 grand for our region. And that's pretty, you know, that's pretty good. You know, now that COVID, it's a little bit higher, but we are working on things to mitigate that. And COVID is going to end one day. And so what I'm saying now is call us. Let's talk. Let's get ready. Even if you're not ready now, we can help you formulate a plan, an action plan that if you follow it, you will be able to qualify. And we give people choices because we're also a 502 packager. So when we get somebody, when we pre-qualify somebody through our internal things, we'll say, hey, we have an option for you. You can get a loan. You can go work with a real estate agent or a builder and buy a home. And if they don't have enough of a loan to do that, we say, hey, we have this self-help program, and you can get a home substantially underneath what it would sell for using this method. So we have two pathways depending on what is best for our family's need. And that's all possible because of the USDA, because of the work Jeannie and her team does. She just got a phenomenal team. And it really is. It sounds too good to be true, but it is true.
This is all good stuff and all good news. Jeannie, 804-287-1616. If you need to talk to Jeannie Barbaro in USDA Rural Development. Jeannie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We will talk soon. One of these days you'll be up here and we'll get you in studio.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeannie.
More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA Habitat for Humanity of Caroline. Our focus, Jason Tickle here, and he has some news that he will talk about. Some really exciting stuff going on, and we'll continue on when we come back. On News Talk 1230 WFVA, it's 8:32.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle here this morning. Great stuff, as always, with the Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Habitatofcaroline.org to find out what they're doing, how you can get involved. We will talk about volunteers here in a few minutes, too. But as often is the case, Jason, when you come in, you always have either a big announcement or an exciting announcement. I mean, it's guess they're one in the same. But yeah, you come in again this morning with a with some pretty cool information.
Yes, we are pleased to announce, in honor of June, which is Homeownership Month, we had some very generous donors known as the Caroline Care Group that have donated the funds for us to start. We're calling it the American Dream Fund with the Community Foundation of the Rappahannock Region. So what this fund will allow people to do that have we're looking for visionaries, people that understand change takes time and it takes money. And so we are starting a fund with a pretty substantial deposit in there, and the fund will pay us 4% a year for operations, which is always the hardest thing in my world to get covered.
Yeah.
So people can donate. So is there estate planning or whatever, they can leave something and know it's going to go into a fund, it's going to earn interest, it's going to grow, and then it's going to help put people in homes for years to come, hopefully, is our goal. And our goal is to grow it and grow it and grow it to, you know, diversify our resources that come in. Right now, the USDA, honestly, they funded 90% of our operations, and we love them and we're grateful for it, but we want to contribute as well. So this Caroline Care Group stepped up to the plate.
Yeah.
This is the second time in the last 12 months they've made a substantial donation, and they really have been investing in our program because they know, you know, these are professionals. We have people that own real estate firms. We have pastors in Caroline, and they see what we're doing, and they know it makes a difference, and they all know the value of home ownership. So it's an exciting thing. It's a new way for people to donate to Habitat and know that it's not just going to be spent right away. It's going to go in. It's going to grow, and it's going to be a long-term investment in the future of our organization. So more information will be available on our website, and also the Community Foundation will be putting stuff out as well. But June's a great time. If you want to contribute to that, check out habitatofcaroline.org/donate, and we'll have some links up there in June that will tell people how to donate to that particular fund called the American Dream Fund.
That's exciting, just because when we are so fortunate to have the Community Foundation in this area to be able to administer that and so many of these other kinds of scholarships or funds or whatever it may be. But it's a great place, like you say, for people who do have some money that want to give to, and even smaller amounts too, but bigger amounts to be able to do this.
Absolutely, every little bit helps. So even $10, $20, whatever, it all adds up. But yeah, we're so blessed in our region to have folks like the Community Foundation. Not every community has those, and they literally invest millions of dollars into our region. Everything from jobs to scholarships to, you know, they have tons of good funds. And you know, I often share on my Facebook page, you know, the organizations that I like to support are people like the Community Foundation, because they get the big picture. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really love organizations like them. And also like the United Way, we're a member of them as well, because both of those organizations, they get it. They kind of get that, you know, you have to invest in, you know, a lot of the stuff that's not as glamorous. You got to invest in, you know, the office equipment, you got to invest in the paper, you got to invest in the pens, you got to invest in the training, and they get it. And that really, from my perspective, you know, when you invest in your staff and when your program, not just the bricks and sticks, don't get me wrong, we need the money to build the homes, but when I can invest in my staff and get them trained and allow them to, you know, that training allows them to bring in other resources from, you know, maybe a state level, a federal level, it brings so much more return of people's investment to us. Like, give you an example, you know, Durante recently was able to attend a training through HUD. You know, HUD is like the USDA, they have tons of housing programs available, but we've never been able to really tap into that.
Yeah.
But now, because of funding and things like that, we can start to look at those things and say, okay, can we partner with HUD?
Yeah.
And so groups like the Community Foundation, the United Way, that provide us the funding, that give me the opportunity to say, okay, I don't need to bill the USDA for this particular part of your pay. I can bring in more, if this makes sense, I can bring in more resources from state level, federal level, and even private foundations, all because of you know, groups like the Community Foundation and the United Way. So I can't speak enough about both of those organizations. And in particular, again, today, we're really excited to announce the American Dream Fund right there at the Community Foundation. So check it out and check them out. I think people were very pleased with all the stuff they're doing.
Habitat for Hugh, or habitatofcaroline.org. Click on donate. And there'll be information come June on all of that.
Absolutely. On that page, there's several ways to donate. You can donate, you know, mail in a check. You can donate through a PayPal link. You can donate land. You can donate tools. And now you can donate to this community fund. And it's going to be here investing in our community for years to come, hopefully.
A lot of opportunities, and somebody may fit into one of those. And that's what they may want to provide tools, things
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. That stuff's all useful. Yep.
What I have noticed, Jason, too, is when you just talk about kind of a collaboration of so many groups coming together, you see that when you go to the sites and you see the volunteers that are there. I'm always amazed at seeing you've really gotten the Caroline Sheriff's Office has people involved. You've got various churches involved, retirees involved. It's a wide range of it's really a mixing pot of all kinds of people and positions in the community are more and more coming out, and you see that on these sites.
Absolutely. One of our taglines is, you know, we build community, we build hope, and that's what we're about. It's about those partnerships, and that stuff takes a lot of time and energy, but it's all well worth it because it really knocks down, in addition to building the homes, it knocks down so many of the barriers that we've manufactured ourselves. Because
sure,
you go to another denomination church, or you know, or you're black, I'm white, mm-hmm, you know, you're Asian, I'm Hispanic, whatever. All these barriers that we have, that society has built, Habitat helps bring those down. Because when you're standing a wall and you're both lifting a wall, And you got them from different backgrounds, in that moment, you have this mutual connection.
Yeah. I don't care that you're a Baptist.
Absolutely. And so it's a beautiful thing. You see friendships develop.
Yeah.
You see just, you know, people change their perspective. You know, Caroline's a conservative place. And I can tell you that I've just seen so many people have a different view. And I'm fairly conservative, you know. I see people have a different view on, you know, in particular, you know, housing and
yeah,
poverty and all of those things. Because when you meet people and you hear their stories and you're like, man, this lady works like 60 hours a week making 20 grand a year. Mm-hmm. She's a hard worker. She literally cannot work no harder than she is.
Yeah.
There's not a lazy bone in this person's body. And suddenly you have a different perspective on people with lower income, on those things. And that's what's really a beautiful thing, because at the end of the day, we're all a lot more alike than we are different. And it just takes oftentimes getting into a new environment to see that. And Habitat build sites create that environment so that you can kind of, and the other way around too, you know, lower income people might have a perception of wealthy people, like they don't care about me. They don't this, they mm-hmm, don't do that. But then they're working side by side with somebody on a job site, like, wow, they really do care. And you know what? Their kids are going through the same things my kids are. It's just such a beautiful thing, and it's just such an honor to be part of it.
Well, and I think of one of the homes when earlier this year, when the homeowner works for the schools, for Caroline County Schools, and you had a number of the school administration spent part of a day building that, you know, building and helping her. And just what that kind of what that does just to an organization to be able to help someone else like that.
Absolutely. It really it raises the morale. And
right.
And I'm glad you'd mentioned that, because if you know, our sites are open, and if businesses want to, you know, come out, we're open. And if you've been vaccinated, you don't even need to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such, your team will love it. You know, it's, you know, people want to have not only a company that's going to take care of them, but they want to see a company that's giving back to the community. So this is a great way to do it. And so we encourage people, come on out. It really will make your employees happier, healthier, and make the community happier and healthier. And so come on out.
And you have really, you're one home at a time, you're changing the landscape in Caroline. I think of the homes you built a year ago or so in Milford. I think of the ones that are this particular build is more spread out, but I think of the homes on Sarah Street right now that you're building. Two lots that were sitting there now have pretty spectacular homes going up.
They do, absolutely. And, you know, we're always looking for lots. You know, one thing we're going to be doing this next go around, we actually have a lot that's donated and it's got a dilapidated home. So imagine how much that's going to improve that neighborhood. We're right. going to tear a home down and build a new one up. And that's something we can do. We can really come in and offer a lot. And also too, these, you know, we call it infill development. So we're not building, you know, new neighborhoods. So it's not a big tax on resources, but what it does do, it adds now every home that we build, this is a new tax base. These homeowners, mm-hmm. as part of their mortgage, they pay a tax.
Yeah.
And that's going to go back. That's going to help schools. That's going to help the local counties. That's how most local counties, you know, especially rural areas that don't have a lot of real estate, you know, don't have a lot of sales tax.
Yeah.
That's how the most of them get their funds. So it's there's just a win-win for everybody.
Are you going to know how to tear something down? All you ever do is build.
Yeah, we're going to contract that.
But. Okay, I can't imagine you and Mac being out there saying, how do we do this? Yeah. How do we take it apart?
Yeah, I think they're just going to take a bulldozer and just bulldoze okay. it over. Yeah, but we'll have to make sure we let you know when that happens. You can come check it out.
Something different, yeah. They don't always build. They sometimes have to tear down. HabitatofCaroline.org, HabitatofCaroline.org. Jason Tickle here. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle in this morning, Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Always great to have them in. And they are an organization, whether you're in Caroline County or not, to get involved in. HabitatofCaroline.org. Great chance to volunteer, Jason. Always looking for volunteers, I know.
Absolutely. Volunteers are the cornerstone of how Habitat delivers affordable homes. Don't get me wrong, our participants got to put in a lot of hours. They help build their homes. And when you come out there, you'll meet the homeowner more than likely, or one of the homeowners, because there's always somebody in the group out there. But it's a great way to come out and volunteer, learn new skills. You don't have to have any skills when you come out, just a willingness to follow directions and just be, you know, part of a team. And so it's a great way to learn skills, make new friends, and really just help see the community flourish. And so if people want to learn how to volunteer, either as an individual or as a group, go to habitatofcaroline.org/volunteer. That page will explain the process, but at the top of every single page, there's a logo that says volunteer up, sign up here. You just click on that logo. The first time, you set up a username and password, tell us what you're interested in doing, and then you will be notified when those opportunities are available. But also, you can log in yourself weekly and see our build schedule and sign up for as little as 4 hours, as much as 8 hours. It's just a great time. You know, you do have to be at least 16. And also, speaking of that, if you're a young person, I did a post on Facebook about this. My nephew just recently graduated high school, and he got a bunch of scholarships. It's really cool. But through that, helping him, I learned that, you know, you almost got to have volunteering on your resume.
You do.
To go to college, to get these scholarships. So I'm telling people, if you're a junior going in to be a senior, now's the time to do it. Don't try to do it last minute when you're trying to cram in your app. Come out this summer, volunteer. We'll give you a nice letter. Plus, you can print all of your hours right from our setup. And then you can, you know, turn that in when you apply for scholarships, when you apply for college. And then also, too, it's just great on your job resume as well.
I don't have time. We don't have time to get into it. But I always think it's great when you've told the story about the person who volunteered because they wanted to build a deck on their house. And they learned how to build a deck, and they built one. Real quick, the It's a number. It's a 504?
Yes. You know, something that we do want to mention, and we don't do repairs in Caroline yet, but I would be remiss because so many people call not to remind people. The USDA also has a great home repair loan available, loan grant, called the USDA 504 program. We're actually a pilot state. Senior citizens can get a grant up to 10 grand, and homeowners can, you know, under 62 can get a loan up to 40 grand at 1%. And so you got to work with a contractor to do it. But this is a great way to get home repairs if you're low or very low income as well. So June is not only about new homes, it's also about repairing and keeping your current home safe. So we want to make sure people understand that as well. And they can check out the USDA site for that as well.
Again, the USDA Rural Development will get you all kinds of information. HabitatofCaroline.org will get all kinds of information. And really, it's... I don't know if it's the home stretch, but you really are almost at the home stretch for the five homes you're building right now.
I would call it the last phase. You know, that we're about to dry in the last home, and then at that point, it really is the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Of, you know, getting all the final kind of the final stuff done. You know, the flooring, the painting, you know, all of that stuff, and so we're moving along. And again, we'd love to have people out there. So sites are open. If you're vaccinated, you don't even got to wear a mask. You know, if you feel comfortable wearing a mask, though, no judgment on our part. Come on out. It's a judgment-free zone.
Come out and get your come on Saturday at these sites. People bring some pretty spectacular lunches.
Oh, they do. Oh, they absolutely. Yeah, we got some great people in the community that have been providing lunches every Saturday. Lisa, one of our homeowners, she's been great spearheading that. And actually, you can find information about that on our Facebook page as well. It's a meal train. And so you can sign up to provide lunches for Saturdays as well.
It's always great to talk to you, Jason. We talk frequently, and what's going on in Caroline is just it's just one of the great stories in this country going on. And you're right there, and have so many people in involved. Churches are involved, and it's a great story. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
HabitatofCaroline.org. Jason Tickle with HabitatofCaroline.org. Again, if you want to talk to Jeannie Barbaro in USDA Rural Development, 804-287-1616. That's it. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday at News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.